Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, Alan, as you're very well aware, there's a really big show every winter, which is sort of the best of the best of the Maryland wineries and the Governor's Cup winners and all the rest of that. It's usually at the B&O.
That's right, yeah.
Which is awesome. I did it last year. You did it this year. So what's the shtick?
I went there and there was, I guess about 35, 40 wines. So I did kind of a lightning blitz. Which is how I'm going to give you my notes.
Okay,
but the big news is that there are just a ton of really nice wines out there, and you can have a ball just drinking Maryland wine. So here we go.
Okay.
I was really glad to see that some of the old veterans are still alive and kicking and doing very, very well. But Bert Bassagnani not only had a really nice Chardonnay, probably my favorite one that he's made in a long time.
Good.
But he has a Lorenzino out.
Uh-huh.
And this is his big Bordeaux blend. He doesn't make it every year, only in the best years. And this was the 2013 effort. A really nice wine. Great structure, well-behaved tannins. Built to age a long time, so I just really, really respected this wine.
That's exciting. He's been doing such good work for such a long time.
Absolutely. Someone else that has is Fred and Carol Wilson out of Elk Run. Their Chardonnay, the Liberty Tavern Chardonnay, has just a ton of Burgundy character, very well made. They had a very lush, fruity Merlot that I thought was fine. Bordy, of course, is going to be out there, and they had their Cab Franc Reserve on show from 2014, a kind of a light vintage, and what they did was they made a wine that was very reminiscent of the Loire Valley.
Okay, sort of Chinon-like?
Yeah, a little bit lighter for it. Sugarloaf Mountain, very, very good winery. Their Cab Franc from 2015, a bigger year, so good, just deep, rich fruit. Really, really liked it. And, of course, one of the originals, Linganore. They had a Cab Franc with spruce notes on the nose and in the flavor. Delicious, very enjoyable. Just really impressive.
Wow.
Now, we have what I call the New Guard, which is from Black Ankle on.
Sure.
You know, the people that are approaching their 10th year. Let's start with Black Ankle. They had their Leafstone Syrah. Syrah is a kind of an unusual grape for Maryland. And this was a medium-bodied wine with good fruit, supple structure, lovely supporting tannins, perfect proportions and balance. Really, really like this one. Another one is the Port of Leonardtown, which mm-hmm. is a little cooperative down south. They have developed quite a reputation for making probably the best Chambersin in the estate.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good. Their 2014 Chambersin Reserve. Wow, just deep fruit, very age-worthy, very, very exciting. One of our brightest stars is Old Westminster,
yep.
Of course. Old Westminster. They had a Cab Franc blend called Anthem that I thought was probably the best wine of the evening.
Really?
So, yeah, just intense, beautifully structured, beautifully made. Really, really liked it. Crow on the Eastern Shore gave us another Rosé of Barbera, which is one of their
strong. That was really good last year.
It was, yeah. Now some new boys. Rocklands, a new winery. They had a Chardonnay and a Cab Franc. Both are very nice. Cool Ridge, who won the Governor's Cup first time out, had their Grüner Veltliner, which was really unusual and really good. So I'm giving them a lot of credit. Urban Winery from Baltimore had Merlot. It had a ton of flavor, touch of cigar smoke in it. And finally, a brand new one called Jane Mark. They also made a Chambersin in a somewhat lighter style. But the bottom line is there is so much good wine out there that people should be looking at those the websites that have the wine trails and going out and trying them all out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.